Novels and other big long reads are a lot of fun, but there's something about short stories that I really love. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has two new collections of short stories, including one from a favorite writer of mine, Zadie Smith. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Our first collection is Fly Already, from the Israeli writer Edgar Caret. For Caret, the line between funny and sad is no line at all. It's a territory, a borderland where one doesn't exist without the other. The three kids in Dad with Mashed Potatoes come home to find their father has turned into a white rabbit, and then Mom says they have to get rid of him. Into the Moon and Back, a divorced dad at a candy store with his little boy offers to buy him any one thing in the place. Unfortunately, the kid chooses the cash register. And in the title story, the narrator and his son try to stop a man from jumping off a building, but are mistaken for a man trying to throw his son off a building. Caret also does two bro-ish metafictional tales. Todd, which starts and ends with the line, "My friend Todd wants me to write him a story that will help him get girls into bed," and Pineapple Crush, about an underachieving slacker who scores some fantastic weed. Quote, "The first hit of the day is like a childhood friend, a first love, a commercial for life," unquote. Wow. Now, if life could only live up to that advertising. On to Zadie Smith. Having delighted the literary world for two decades with big, juicy novels that have already become classics, White Teeth, On Beauty, NW, Swing Time, and my favorite, The Autograph Man, Smith has now published her first collection of short stories, Grand Union. A couple of things are true about Zadie Smith in any genre. She has a delicious wit that makes her work a pleasure, even when the themes are serious. Also, she has an effortless fluidity in capturing all the nuances of contemporary culture with regard to slang, identity politics, social media, and music. Despite those commonalities, the 19 stories in Grand Union occupy a huge range. There's historical fiction, magical realism, dystopian/speculative fiction, and autofiction. There are political fables, humor pieces, and stories that fall into none of these categories. The thing about undergarments, Dee said, is that they can only do so much with the cards they've been dealt, like Obama. We're in the dressing room with drag queens Dee Pendency and Miss Adele, and Miss Adele's corset has just ripped in half as Dee was trying to fasten its hooks. The hilarious opening scene of Miss Adele amidst the corsets gives way to the main setting of the story, the Clinton Corset Emporium, and unfortunately Miss Adele's fitting does not go well. What a ride it is, from the high camp of the opening scene to the sadness of the ending. The darker stories in the collection are shot through with humor and are balanced by a few all-out comedies. In Escape from New York, Smith plays off the urban legend that during 9/11, Michael Jackson drove Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando out of New York all the way to Ohio, stopping at every KFC and Burger King along the way. As this terrible new reality takes over, Smith's Michael Jackson has the epiphany that he has a bit of an advantage in this moment over every other person in the IHOP and most of America, because nothing normal has ever happened to him, not ever in his whole conscious life. Unbelievable. This may be something about Michael Jackson we can all agree on.
The books are Fly Already by Edgar Caret and Grand Union by Zadie Smith. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.